The word icon is terribly overused, but I might have to make an exception in this case. Before she crashed onto the scene with her Ovation guitar in the late 1980s, there was no one who sounded like her or wrote like her. Well, no women, anyway. 15 Grammy nominations, a pair of wins, an Academy Award, Echo Award, Juno, ASCAP, Gold, and Platinum Records. The list goes on and on. Good thing that Melissa Etheridge has a lot of room in her house for all of those awards. But the 58-year-old musician is not looking back at where she's been. She is, in typical Etheridge fashion, plowing full steam ahead into her latest projects. A new album, The Medicine Show, Medical Marijuana, LGBTQ Rights, Political Activism, and a tour that will bring her to Cincinnati on Monday night, August 19th, for an 8 o'clock show at the Taft Theater. Good evening for Around Cincinnati. I'm Elaine Deal, and the force of nature that is Melissa Etheridge has landed, and she's my guest. Several years ago, I compiled a completely unofficial list of the 10 greatest rock and roll screams, and yours at the end of your little secret is right there high up on the list, and I was thrilled to see you recently tweeted your set list and amazed that you're opening the show with that song, No Going Gently Into It, from Melissa Etheridge, eh?
No. You know, it depends. Sometimes that's the opener, but sometimes if I'm playing a quieter theater, I won't open with that. But I do love to open with that song and get a good scream right out in the beginning.
So your little secret, what else have you got planned for this August 19th concert in Cincinnati?
Well, you know, when I approach a concert, I'm so grateful that I have hit songs that I get to do. So you're always going to hear the hit songs. We're always going to sing I'm the Only One at the top of our lungs.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to play some songs off the new album that I have out, The Medicine Show. And then, you know, of course, I like to dig back in and, you know, go into some of the older albums and pull out some album tracks and play those and just have a good time.
Well, let's talk about the new record a little bit, The Medicine Show. Explain the title.
Well, you know, I look around and I think, these days, we need some new medicine, you know? I think our whole idea of what medicine is kind of gone off the tracks. We used to really believe that a pill, a chemical pill, could make us better. And I think we're starting to learn that we have a lot more, well, responsibility or a lot more say-so in our own health. And a lot of that can be supported by plant medicine, you know, least of which is cannabis, which I'm a big advocate for. But just the medicine that is a good emotional health too. And so I think music and joy has a lot to do with that. So I call this The Medicine Show. I start out, you know, with the title track, It Rocks. And then we go into all kinds of emotions. We go in, there's songs from the heart. There's songs about the world around me. There's all kinds of songs. And just like, you know, some of my other albums, I hope these songs, people can take them into their lives today and create memories from them and really feel supported emotionally by them.
And you worked with John Shanks again on this one.
Oh, John, he's the best. I've known him since the very beginning. I discovered him in the 80s and brought him on as a guitar player. And then he became this, you know, world-class producer, which I'm so proud of him. And it's always a blessing to work with him. And I really told him, I said, I want this album to come from a place that we came from in the 90s, you know, really song, rock and roll based music with today's feel. And he absolutely nailed it. We restrained. We didn't use a lot of the gimmicks that we could have used. And yet, you know, the sound is really just a beautiful today sound.
Oh, yeah. Well, you nail it, too, with your writing and your whole approach to performing. It's a great combo, Shanks and Etheridge.
Thank you.
Who else played on the record?
Well, there's only three other musicians. It was Chris Carter played bass, and I had Victor Indrizio playing drums. These are amazing studio musicians. And then my road touring keyboard player, Max Hart, played the keyboards. And then John played some guitar, and I played all the leads and such.
Are you still playing that beautiful Ovation?
Oh, yeah. I've got many Ovation guitars. I've got many guitars. If you haven't seen me in a while, you'll be surprised at how much guitar playing I do now. I really took it on myself about 10 years ago to really start becoming a world-class guitar player. I really wanted to really step up my guitar playing. It's been quite a joy for me.
Now, what is it like being on the road in 2019? This is not your first rodeo, but times have certainly changed. What's it like out there?
Well, it's actually really, really hot. The temperatures out here are gnarly, and you know, I mean, it's always hot in the summer, but it's really hot.
Yeah.
And other than that, I find that people are coming to listen to live music, to feel community, to feel people coming together, to remember their old songs. You know, I start coming to my window and I just see, you know, the looks on everyone's faces, and I love to be able to connect with them, you know, in memory or on that level. And I feel like I have a real calling to bring music into people's lives these days. Joy.
And your songs have been covered by other people. Is there anybody you would love to have cover one of your tunes?
Well, shoot, anybody who loves to sing. I mean, I'm a big fan of Adele and Pink and all those girls that are singing. Kelly Clarkson, they're awesome. Mm-hmm. Anybody who wants to sing my songs, I'm all for it.
Anybody whose songs you want to sing who you haven't done yet?
Well, I've always been a big Springsteen fan and Joan Armatrading, and I've covered their songs, so I don't know if there's anyone I haven't covered.
Are you seeing multiple generations at your shows now, Melissa?
Oh, it's the greatest thing. It is so great. Yes, there's some gray hair, and that's okay, and that's great, and, you know, that's part of what we do, and that I've been around for 30 years, so yeah, I'm going to see that. But, oh, I've got a big following that's hitting 30 right now, and they are awesome. They're the ones that their parents were listening to the music, and they grew up with it, and they're digging it for the first time, and I just love that. And then I see their kids, and I'm like, I'm set. This is great. He's just passing it from generation to generation. I dig it. That's awesome.
Yeah, didn't you do one of those rock cruises, too?
Oh, yeah. No, I finally got talked into it because I was saying no for a long time. No, that's not something I wanted to do. And they talked me into it. I went, all right. I did like a 5-day cruise, and I loved it. So we've done 3 now, and there's 7 days now. And I got to tell you, to reach the fans that way, to know that there's over 3,000 people who want to be on a boat with me for 7 days, and not only my music, but I really like to bring all kinds of great musicians, and it's a beautiful music cruise. And the next one is October 2020.
Every time I see a picture of you, you're smiling, especially when you're on stage, and yet you've got a lot of righteous anger. How do you keep your attitude so positive?
Oh, well, it's important. I think I have a deep belief that if I want to see more love and hope in the world, I have to be more love. I definitely agree that I have to become the change I want to see. So I'm going to bring as much happiness, goodness, health, joy into the world as I can. And that's my purpose. I don't look to be made to feel that way. I start my day feeling that way.
Earlier this year, I interviewed Ani DeFranco, and she said she's always introduced as singer, songwriter, businesswoman, and entrepreneur Ani DeFranco. And she wishes that every now and then somebody would slip the word activist in there.
Yeah.
What is the world getting wrong about Melissa Etheridge? What would you like us to emphasize a little more?
I don't know if there's much that they're getting wrong. You know, I really think that the world's done pretty good by me. They know what I'm here for. They know that I'm doing the best I can, that I've been an LGBT activist and a cancer advocate and now a plant medicine advocate and entrepreneur. And yeah, no, I think the world's got that. And if they've got it wrong, then it's just their own thing. So not much I can do about that.
And a super guitar slinger these days.
Yeah, that's what, you know, maybe that's what I think I can still surprise people, that people don't quite know what a guitar player I am, and that I've really worked on that for the last 10 years. And yeah, I think I would like people to know that a little bit more. Yeah.
Just real quickly, how is your health?
Oh, 15 years cancer-free, happier and healthier than I've ever been. Feeling good, feeling really good.
That's great. Can't wait to welcome you to Cincinnati on the 19th of August. My guest has been Melissa Etheridge. She'll be in town for a Monday night show, 7:30 at the Taft Theater. Are you having an opening act, Melissa?
I don't think so. It's just an evening with me, so we can rock out for a couple hours.
Stay healthy
right
on the road.
Thank you so much.
Yep, see you in a couple weeks.
It. Bye.
In 1989, Melissa Etheridge was performing in Berlin when the wall came down. She recalls that she watched them actually tear down the wall and says, quote, "At that moment, as a 27-year-old, I knew that people can do anything, can bring about any change. As corny as it sounds, love is always stronger than fear, and there's not enough darkness in the world to put out one candle. So be that candle, be that hope. Hope is what inspires the rest of us, so be that." With her new album, The Medicine Show, Melissa's 14th studio album, she brings it all. The songs are inspired by acts of kindness, love, resilience, and bravery on all levels. She'll sing them, plus a long list of your favorites, and even let loose that famous scream Monday night, August 19th at the Taft Theater. For a link to her music and information about tickets for the Taft Theater concert, visit our website, wvxu.org. I'm Elaine Deal.
Hey. You do not touch me as you rise. Your silent footsteps on the floor. Could you be believing the harsh words and the cries? All the weapons from the night before. Oh no, no. Oh no. I think I know you.